Today, we continue with our new season of Hidden Kitchens, War and Peace and Food. This morning, the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, take us to the plazas of Lisbon, Portugal, where small kiosks once served food, drink, and conversation. Those kiosks had been abandoned for decades under a dictatorship that suppressed public gatherings. Now food entrepreneurs are drawing people back to public spaces by deploying the kiosk strategy.
In the beginning, it was called the Elegant, the official name. But people start calling the kiosk the Boya, like you have in the boats, a buoy. The kiosk could save people with a drink.
Lisbon can be quite hot in the summer. The kiosk would offer refreshment when people would go around town.
This kiosk has been here forever, for nearly 100 years old, part of a trend of creating these Art Nouveau kiosks as an elegant place to go for drinks. This kiosk is bright pink, Moorish influenced design. My name is João Regal. I'm an architect, Catarina Portas, and I run Kiosk de Refresco, the refreshment kiosk.
The main reason I started the kiosk is because I walk a lot around the city. And so I was seeing in front of me, in the middle of the street, in gardens, in squares, these sad, closed structures from the 19th to the 20th century. There were like 100 different kiosks in Lisbon. The city was full of them. The idea was brought from Paris. I started to think, how could we bring this to our times? My name is Catarina Portas. We have 4 kiosks and a Vida Portuguesa, some shops that sell traditional products from old Portuguese companies.
Depois temos a limonada chique, temos o Mazagran, que é refresco de café e limão.
My name is Miguel Machadinho, 26 years old. I work in the kiosk in the night shift from 5 to 2 a.m. That woman, you can see that she's a tourist. Then we have a famous Portuguese actress. Then you have the guy with the dreadlocks. The old people that you are seeing here in the tables, they are the locals. Come here every day. Sometimes people are even ashamed, but they just have money for one coffee. I know a lot of people, they are passing a hard time because of the crisis. Yeah. It scares me a little bit. A lot of friends of mine, they are already going to other countries because even our prime minister is asking us to go away.
Portugal is one of the poor countries on the edge of Europe, on the margins. The salaries there have been about a third of what the European Union averages. I'm Tim Sieber, professor of anthropology at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. I research life in cities. Lisbon has a strong culture of public places, third places, you might call them, cafes, restaurants, beautiful plazas.
Just like Paris, we were a city of cafes. Kiosks played a very important role in the street life of Lisbon. My name is Marina Tavares. Yes, I write books about the history of Lisbon. In the beginning of the 20th century, kiosks had a bit of everything. Newspapers, lottery, food, drinks. You always meet somebody you know because you are in the center, outdoors.
Casa Portuguesa.
In the 1920s, Antonio Salazar came into power for almost half a century. He introduced a right-wing dictatorial regime, the Estado Novo. He didn't like intellectual debate, public gatherings, cafe culture. These were things that Salazar thought undermined what it was to be really Portuguese.
My name is Ellen Sapiga, professor of Portuguese at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In the 1980s, Portugal joins the European Union. People wanted to get rid of the stuffiness of the Estado Novo and to embrace a more modern idea of Portugal. The European money is coming in, the easy credit, and that's the time when global brands and fast food restaurants enter into Portugal. There were urban renewal projects. The kiosk would not fit into certain strategies of modernization.
Gradually, the old kiosks just shut down. They become dirty places and not so proper. They were not elegant anymore.
There was this contest from the city council asking for proposals to reopen the kiosk.
We went to the city council with amazing photographs of the old kiosk and we prepared all the old drinks and made them taste the drinks.
That convinced them.
Our parents and grandparents used to drink these natural drinks, handmade, and you can't find them anymore. Why is that? Some of the recipes are 100 to 200 years old.
Bica, vinho do Porto.
Perfumed milk with cinnamon and lemon. An infusion made out of maiden leaves with orange blossom.
Horchata.
Horchata made out of almond.
Ginginha com elas.
It's called ginginha.
It's a liquor with ginger. You drink it in very, very small glasses. The person who is serving that always asks, com ela ou sem elas? With her or without her? With her is with the cherry in the glass.
My name is José Sá Fernandes, Lisbon City Councillor of Environment. The kiosk strategy is the way people begin to use the squares and the gardens nobody used. The idea is to put some small kiosks to serve the frescos. More people in the places, more secure are the places.
In the neighborhood where I live in Lisbon, a kiosk opened about 4 years ago. This was a neighborhood that probably never would have had a kiosk before. There's a garden, but it was in a state of neglect. The day they opened was a hot day in the beginning of the summer. And all of a sudden, the lights came on and you could see everybody from the neighborhood drawn into the garden. The kiosk immediately became the gathering place.
I see a lot of old people here. They lived in Salazar's season. And because of the kiosk, they are starting to accept more the others.
And now we're heading to Praça das Flores, Flower Square, in central Lisbon. It's a quiet little square where all the old ladies go. They leave notes for each other on the kiosk. They leave the keys. They feel it's theirs. The kiosk strategy.
The Kiosk Strategy was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. You can hear more Kitchen Sisters stories on their podcast, Fugitive Waves.